Senate Bill 179, an act to regulate sampling procedures for verification of transgenic seed use.
Senate Bill 179 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Simmons.
Thank you, Madam President. Senate Bill 179 comes to you to set in statute a very needed process that is a very limited in its scope in the issue of taking samples for proving violations of transgenic seed law, basically misappropriating the use of a patented seed. What Senate Bill 179 attempts to do is set up that process where if someone is believed to have brown bag seed or in fact misappropriated the patented seed and used for their own use without paying for the rights of that patent, that those samples could be taken from a field, that they could be used in a court of law, and that justice could be done. We have described in Section 1 the farmer and who that is. We have described transgenic organism or that seed that would be used. Section 2 talks about notification of the allegation of a patent infringement and requesting written permission to enter the land, and that those who request that permission shall obtain that permission from the farmer. If the farmer disagrees or does not grant or give access within 7 days of the receipt of that request, that person holding the patent may petition a circuit court for an order to get permission to enter that land. Section 3 says if either party requests the Secretary of Agriculture to collect the samples, the cost shall be divided equally between the parties. At any time prior to Section 3 in this whole issue, either one or both of those, the farmer and the patent holder, could get together and settle this dispute. However, they would prefer to do that without going to a third party. Once the third party is requested to enter in, then they would have to have a process to put together the sampling. Section 4, if the person holding the patent believes the crop from which samples are to be taken could be subject to damage or be destroyed, they could get a protection order from the circuit court. But that protection order would not be able to interfere with normal practices, including harvest and tillage. It talks about Section 5, the samples would be taken from a standing crop, representative standing plants in the field, or from crops remaining in the field after harvest. And Section 6 gives the Department of Agriculture the rulemaking ability to determine who is authorized to collect the samples, to determine the methods of sample storage for future use, to establish standards for sampling, inspecting, analyzing, and testing seeds, and to implement the fees to recover sampling cost. And then Section 7 says that once the results of that sampling are known, either party would have to be notified by the other party within 30 days so they know where they stand. This is a rather narrow scope of the bill. It is important to the future. We know that transgenic seeds are going to increase in usage, that there are going to be disputes, and this is basically allowing us to make sure that that process is in place so everyone knows where they stand. I would hope that you would be ready with your questions. If you have any of them, I would try to answer them. Hope for your favorable vote on the bill.
Further remarks? Further remarks on Senator Dietrich.
Thank you, Madam President. I have a motion at the desk.
Motion.
It has been handed out to the body, so I'd waive the reading.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second? Discussion on the Dietrich motion.
That is 179TK, if you want to follow along. Three quick points this does. It just clarifies some of the language in the current bill. First, it clarifies that either party may request the Secretary of Agriculture, whether it be the patent holder or the producer. Secondly, it does indicate that the patent holder will pay the full cost or the full fee for that service. That has been okayed by the industry and is not a problem with the industry or the patent holders. Lastly, it clarifies that either the farmer or the patent holder can be president during the collection of those samples. so that they are notified thereof. So with that, I would ask that you support the amendment and go ahead and pass the bill.
Further remarks on the Dietrich motion to amend? Senator Simmons.
Thank you, Madam President. I would consider this a friendly amendment. I have no problem with it. It is rather wordy, but it does achieve the ends that that are desired.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is this Dietrich motion to amend Senate Bill 179. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion carries. Further remarks on Senate Bill 179 as amended? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 179 as amended. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
No.
APA?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuig?
Aye.
Dennert?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake? Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Hotmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Hoskin? Madden? McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Vitter?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting? Senator Koskin? Senator Koskin? Madam President, ayes 32, nays 1, excused 2.
Senate Bill 179 has received a majority vote of the members-elect and is declared passed as amended. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.